Lord, Father King, thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. Please bless the Matthew Reverend Show audience. Please help them to hear the love that we're going to speak about today. Amen.
Amen. Where's the music? Right here, right here.
Oh, yeah. We got Hillman here today. Yes, we do. Oh, man, it is fantastic. It's Tuesday. It's National Classy Day, and I got a classy gentleman next to him. And Arvid says this is fantastic. Yeah. I'm stoked. This is called Everyone by Volak. And we're going to be dropping the beat a little bit. And we're going to be dancing a little bit. We're going to be talking about life. We're going to be talking about love. We're going to be talking about God and how much we need his love and what that love actually is.
Got it. Exciting. Thank you for having me, man.
By all means, sir. By all means. Welcome, everybody. This is the Matthew Reverend Show. It's live on Facebook. It's going to be on Instagram. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on Rumble. God bless you. Let's begin the show. That's just good stuff. That's just fantastic music. I'm so thankful for music. I'm so thankful for my love of music. I'm so thankful for love. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. The pure love. True love.
Yes.
Not casual love. Not just the word love. We're not going to just throw the word around. Now, I'm thankful as an English speaker in a way that I use one word that does mean a lot of different types of love. That can get confusing. It's understandable.
Yes.
But then... because I guess different words would categorize it. And then as we expand our vocabulary through the word of the day and reading books and all that, we could find other ways to say love, affection, attraction. There's all that, all those different forms of love. But today was about pure love. And so we're going to be reading 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7. This is going to be the King James Version. We might switch over to other versions to clarify certain words. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. It is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Amen. So that was the King James Version, of course. We can go to the...
USB?
Yes.
Or where is it? Other version you like.
Boom. I do like this version. So then I'm going to read it again with the ESV. Love is patient. Love is and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
Oh, I like ESV.
Yeah.
Probably my second favorite.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. So that clarifies a couple of things. And so we have some examples of the different types of love. And so when it breaks down the verses 4, 5, 6 through 7, and 4, it talks about how patient it is, long-suffering. You want to be able to... be there for your loved one. You want to be able to be there for the ones that you love. You want to be kind, of course. That makes total sense.
Yes.
It does not envy. You're not going to be jealous of them. If you've got a beautiful new job and you're going to be quite affluent and you're going to do well financially because of it, I shouldn't be jealous. That's not showing love to my friend. Mm-hmm. That's not showing what's needed. When your girlfriend is getting married and she's going to be happily living happily ever after. And oh, it's so great. So, and don't be jealous on a wedding day. It's unseemly, which is something that they talk about.
Don't be jealous.
Don't be jealous.
On a wedding day?
Yeah, there's plenty. I mean, not me personally, but I'm thinking about movies and shows where the best lady, the friend, is jealous of the bride.
Really? Okay. I guess it happens.
Yes. I didn't know that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's good. So then it's not self-seeking. It does not behave unseemly. It's not vaunting. It's not prideful. Yes. It's fantastic. So this is like a litmus test as it goes through. When it comes to, yes, your wife and your girlfriend. And so you're always going to preserve her. You're always going to hope in her. You're always going to trust in her or him if you're married to a man, if you're a lady. So, but then when it comes to the different forms of love, so we use love for friendship, yes. We use love for dog, we use love for neighbors, we use love for children, but these are all different forms of love. But then when you compare it to these examples of what perfect love is, it creates a litmus test, like a checklist of things you need to go against and see if they match up, if they're correct.
Yes.
So when it comes to your neighbor, you may not know them really well, but can you gain trust in them? You can.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, you can. Can you hope that your child behaves better, even though they moved out of the house and they're kind of rebellious? Yes. That's showing them love. Don't give up on that hope.
Yes.
Don't give up on that love. One aspect that was really fascinating when I was going through this is self. Now, not like I love myself when you think prideful, when you think haughty, when you think that you're above things. No, that's not what I'm talking about, because that's not in perfect love. But when I mess up bad, or when I feel like I don't think I have a lot of things going on my side, I tend to get kind of dark. And so you want to have this litmus test. Are you patient with yourself? No, not a lot of times. When you say bad things to yourself in the mirror, is that being kind to yourself? No, it's not. You can't really be jealous of yourself, but you can have pride. Having pride is not loving yourself. Having a large ego is not loving yourself correctly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is that?
In the sense of, because you aren't understanding how fragile you are. The things that you have accomplished were only done because God allowed them to be done, whether they be selfish or for a certain situation. You always had to have a heart check in the sense of, am I thinking the correct way? Am I thinking the righteous way? Am I being foolish with the amount of pride that I have? Pride's always going to be a little bit of an issue for myself, but you got to tamp it down. You got to kill it off as much as you can. So don't be easily angered with your loved ones. Don't be easily angered with your friends. So I wanted to apologize in front of everybody, even though they don't know about the Canadian tuxedo, the denim on denim that he wore to a formal event. It's okay. I love you. I do.
Are you going to share this story?
I mean,
maybe it's too long.
Maybe it's a little bit too long. Let's just say formal event. This guy shows up in looking like a Korean Bruce Springsteen. Okay. So, it does happen. But I'm not going to be resentful. See, cause I love you, and I'm going to hope that it doesn't happen again. And I trust that you love me as well.
You hope it doesn't happen again.
Yes. I want to hope. I want to keep this hope alive. Cause I do love you, human.
Yeah,
thank you, sir. And I know you do, cause you've shown that, and when I look at that, like the past things that you've helped me with and done for me, it does match up with these. And so it's just fantastic. I'm so thankful for it. You want to be able to allow, you have to, it goes against your flesh. It goes against your normal humanity to allow your heart to expand, to love others to the point where.
I mean, biblical.
Oh yeah.
Love is truly
supernatural.
Self-sacrifice.
Oh yeah, totally.
What Jesus did was like sacrifice.
Because exactly.
He loves us.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so it's, and so that sacrifice can expand into money. It can expand into time. Like spending time is very important.
Yes.
And so it just shows that how much you love them. Well, spiritually, you want your heart to grow. You want your heart, your spiritual heart to get stronger. Your love muscle, if you will, like your spiritual love muscle a spiritual muscle is love. There's other ones, but one that we're talking about today is love. And so you, similar to a muscle, you don't want it to be weak. You want it to be strong. Because when things happen to you, like if you're in an injury and you're naturally weak and you're not like a strong individual, it's going to take longer to recover. Mm-hmm. But if you're strong, like an NFL player, it's not going to take you very long to recover from an injury. So if you have a strong heart, it won't take you that long to
recover
from a broken heart.
Okay.
Because a broken heart is a real thing. You can die from a broken heart, mentally, spiritually, and then you physically can.
Okay.
Because you just give up. Because you lose hope, and you lose trust, and you don't preserve.
Oh, I see.
That's real. And so how do you strengthen your heart? You got to do reps, similar to push-ups, similar to...
Keep working on it.
You got to keep working on it.
Yes.
Try to love people more. Try to be more kind. Try to reduce your envy. Try to long-suffer.
Yeah, you have to work on it. Love. I think love is skill. Love is skill. Love is action. Love is decision. And from the Bible... when people say, oh, I love something, I love it. I feel like, I think a lot of people just use the word love very casually, especially mm-hmm. in these days. And from the Bible, love is way more serious thing. And God loves us, and God's love is not obviously casual.
No.
Like, he loves us.
It's radical.
He died for us.
Right.
That's what his love. And God is love.
Yes.
He loves us because he himself is love. And then his love is divine. His love is holy. His love is powerful. And we can learn from that, and we should love like he loves us. And I think love is skill. And all these things is not like, it's not my nature. Mm-hmm. My nature is like totally against all these things. Like, I'm not kind. I'm not patient. I do get envy. I do get jealous. Sometimes I don't trust. Sometimes I lose hope. Like, all these things. Sometimes I don't act accordingly. And love is skill. I have to work on it. I have to learn more. I have to humble myself to love better. And love is also action. You just don't, you can say to your friends or family or girlfriend, whoever, I love you, but you have to show it with your action.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Yes.
And love is also decision. Sometimes you don't feel like to.
Right.
But like, you still do, because you actually, if you love someone, you decide to do something
right.
for them.
Right.
And love is more than feeling. And love is obviously, there is feeling. Like, is also feeling.
Yes.
But I don't deny that, all the emotional part. And love is more than feeling. Love is skill. Love is action. Love is decision. And I think when you truly love someone, no matter who they are, you literally wish the best for them. You literally just wish the best for them. I wish you best.
Thank you, sir. And then, I wish the best for you.
Yeah.
One of the prayers that I'm still trying to, and when I say I'm trying to perfect a prayer, prayer is supposed to be natural and come off as genuine.
Yes.
But something that I've been really is it came to me a couple of years ago. So I'm going to say it to you. Human, I pray that the Lord blesses you so much that those blessings alone are a witness to his sovereignty. Those blessings alone bring people to Christ, because they see those blessings and they're like, that is not of this earth. How is that even? It's because it's from God. That's how much I want you to be blessed. And so it's humbling. It's powerful. We were talking about prayer before we turned on the camera, and it's something that you gotta pray about, in the sense of pray that you can love lost people more. Pray that you can feel the burden for their soul. Pray that you can feel the burden for the lack of love, and that you know that people need it. People need the Lord. People need that pure, unadulterated, radical, beautiful,
yes.
never-ending, always there love.
Yes.
And so it's wonderful.
All people need love. All
totally.
People need love.
Yeah.
I need love. You need love.
Oh, yeah.
And life is actually about love. I'm not just talking about the romance between like men and women.
Right.
There is romance between men and women, but life is actually, it's about love.
Right. Love
loving
of nature.
Your brother.
Love your brother.
Love your neighbor.
Love a good sandwich. No, it's real.
Okay.
I mean, like, thank you, Jesus. My God, you taste it. Like, when the mayo and everything just blends together so well, you're just like,
You love sandwich.
Oh, it's my favorite food. Anything between two pieces of bread. I love it. Absolutely love it.
BLT.
I'm thinking about making a fried eggplant sandwich. I love it, dude. Baller. Just love it.
Oh, remember that BLT we made during the summer?
Yes, I do.
It was so good.
It was good. It was good. It was a good BLT party. There was about like 12 to 15 BLT sandwiches, and they were large. They were hearty. It was real.
It was so good.
It was very good. Anyways, all that said is I love BLTs. I love you. I love the audience. I love God, and I just want that love to pour over. I want that to be the message of the show. To be the message of my life. It's going to be hard. Totally. You're going to see me in the grocery store, not full of love, ranting and raving and being negative. Well, really? Well, I don't plan on that happening. And I didn't mean to get provoked or be prideful or not trust. But you get a little angry. That's not justified. No. It's the renewing of my heart, renewing of my mind.
Yes.
And so I don't want to have those kind of things. Classy guy. He's taking his jacket off.
I'm taking this off.
Understood. Well, God bless you guys. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7. Go read it. Go learn about love. Go experience love. Human, you're live on camera. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7 with Joe Parsley.
Joe Parsley
is a fantastic individual. He's an asset to our reality. And he's in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. He watches the Matthew Urban Show, and you're going to love his work, whether it be gutters, roofing, siding.
Joe Parsley. Yeah, Joe Parsley. Actually, I didn't know that Joe does this job, but he's a solid guy. He's a good father. He's a good husband, and he's faithful to his church, and he's honest and hardworking man. And I trust him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I trust him.
So get that wonderful roofing, siding, and gutters done tomorrow even. Give him a call, 317-339-5644. 317-339-5644.
Yes. We're still on camera, right?
Yes, we are, sir. It's live. Word of the day. Live, real, and raw. Never stops. Live. Recondite. Recondite is the word of the day. Yes, sir.
I feel good today.
Yeah, you know? It's good. It's good to feel good. It's good to be live on camera. Yes, sir. Recondite. Recondite is the word of the day. R-E-C-O-N-D-I-T-E. Hillman, did you want to read what recondite is?
Recondite is a formal word used to describe something that is difficult to understand or something that is not known by many people.
Like the word recondite. Ironically.
Recondite is recondite.
Yeah, yes, recondite is recondite. You don't want to have, back to the subject of the episode, you don't want to be recondite of God's love. Mm. You want to know it. You want to know it deeply.
You want to know it. You want to experience
it. Exactly. You don't want to
taste it. You want to see it.
Exactly. Most definitely. Use recondite in your vocabulary today. Recondite is an adjective. R-E-C-O-N-D-I-T-E. Recondite is the word of the day. National Day, you got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Yeoman, have you ever had a hot buttered rum?
Never had it.
Hot buttered rum is a boozy drink. Use hashtag hot buttered rum day in your social media posts today. Depending on where you are on this January day, it may be warm, chilly, cold, or frigid. Enjoying a hot buttered rum drink would sure be a good way to warm up if you are in one of the latter three. A mixed drink containing rum, butter, hot water, or cider, sweetener, you don't really need it, the rum's sweet enough, and spices, typically cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves. That sounds wonderful. Looks like there's a little respectfully curdling on top with the butter. They might have poured in the hot water.
I really like butter, but yeah, I'm not sure I
would drink that booze drink. Would drink that.
I would cocktail? Try. I would try. Anything is worth try.
Because hot buttered rum cake is fantastic as well.
Can you make it?
You can. Well, yeah, I'll make you one. Holiday season. Boom, bang, boom, ba bang. Go drink a hot buttered rum drink today. Go get some butter, melt it down. Get some water, some cider. Even I've had it with chai tea, and it's fantastic. You know, add as much rum as you want. Don't drink and drive. And, you know, it's good. It's good for you. No, it's not good to drink and drive. Speaking of drinking and driving, it's National Bootleggers Day. National Bootleggers Day on January 17th recognizes an era when bootleggers became legendary. Templeton Rye Whiskey shares its January 17th birthday with bootlegger Al Capone and the son of another bootlegger, Merrill Kirchhoff. During the 1800s, the term bootlegger came into use in the Midwest. The word described the act of concealing flasks of liquor in a boot top when going to trade with Native Americans. The term found its permanent place in the American vocabulary when Congress passed the 18th Amendment prohibiting the manufacture, transportation, and sale of alcohol in 1920. We knew how bad that was for the culture. Oh man, oh, calm down, teetotaler. Yeah, but it's fascinating. So you read about the history of it. Use hashtag bootleggers day in your social media posts today. Yeoman, it is National Classy Day.
I don't consider myself like classy.
You don't consider yourself classy. Well, not really. Maybe that today's the day to kick that off. On National Classy Day, we celebrate those who are graced with the ability to live their lives with class, passion, driven to share it with others. Yes.
Do you consider yourself classy?
I do consider myself to be classy to the point where I take myself too seriously. But that's a horse of another color. Use hashtag National Classy Day in your social media posts today. Classy people draw others to them. They have a grace and knack for bringing light into a room with humor, beauty, and or inspiration. Yes, I do consider myself to be classy and prideful. For example, American comedian Betty White was graced with a seemingly unlimited ability to make us laugh. Betty White was fantastic. She was quite classy. Use hashtag National Classy Day. Yes, sir.
I see. That's a picture of her.
Yes, it's a picture of Betty White. Very classy lady. It's also International Mentoring Day. Fun.
Mentoring Day.
Yes, yes. On January 17th, International Mentoring Day fosters a global understanding. I can read. It fosters a global understanding of the mentoring movement throughout the world. Have you been mentored? Are you in the world? That's good because it's International Mentoring Day. It doesn't give a hashtag because I don't see a hashtag for National Mentoring Day. International Mentoring Day.
Do you have a mentor?
I do. I'm thinking about a couple different ones now that I'm thinking about it. I have a spiritual mentor, a financial mentor.
Okay.
I have a fathering mentor, my father.
Your father can be pretty much.
Yeah. I have a holy mentor. I have a supernatural mentor in the Holy Spirit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes
Holy Spirit. That's real. So you got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you get a national day calendar. .com. Kingdom Landscape. Kingdom Landscape can service all of your hardscaping and landscaping needs. Call Austin Moxley. Yeoman will be there. 317-296-3974. He's a beautiful individual and an asset to our reality. Wonderful work. Free estimates. Give him a call at 317-296-3974. Kingdom Landscape, hardscaping and landscaping. Austin Moxley. Yeoman's there too. 317-296-3974. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news. And together it creates one of my favorite segments of the Matthew Urban Show.
Weird news.
Headline. Bolivian airline under fire for enlisting psychic to help search for a lost cat. Weird. Let's read. In an odd story out of Bolivia, the country's state-run airline is under fire for having hired a psychic to help search for a cat that they had lost. According to local media report, the strange saga started in early December when Andrea Itriu, pet feline Tito, went missing right before the pair went to set on depart from the Capitan Oriel Leal Plaza airport in the city of Tarija.
Yes.
I can read Espanol. Since the airport was responsible for the cat managing to escape as it had been in their care at the time, the airline searched the facility for a week and even went so far as to enlist a medium psychic who claims that she can communicate with animals. Weird.
No way.
Well, let's read on.
Well,
Describing the psychic as an interspecies communicator, Itur explained that the purported paranormal pet detective, quote, works with the energies so she can comment or let me know when that energy, or know what energy Tito is with and if he is alive, if he is fine. Amazingly, this was reportedly, where's the end quote? There's the end quote. Amazingly, this was reportedly echoed by Bolivia's Vice Minister for Consumers, Jorge Silva, who indicated that the psychic claims that she can, quote, talk to Tito to find out where he is, if he is afraid or hidden, or if something more serious has happened, end quote. Remarkably, Itur revealed that the medium's powers are apparently not bound by time and space, as she actually operates out of the city of La Paz and has been sending her insights by way of messaging app. Okay, so the psychic feels the energies, then pretty much texts the airport where the cat may or may not be. Alas, the medium has been unable to specifically determine where in the airport Tito might have been. I wonder why. Although Itur says the animal communicator feels that he is still alive despite having disappeared over a month ago, it's a cat. It probably found something. It probably still alive. Well, it doesn't really matter though. God bless that cat. To her credit, Atur has continued to communicate, looking for her cat this entire time, even after the airline called off the search only after a week. Quote, I do not forget and I will not stop until I find him, end quote. His heartbroken owner declared, quote, it is my mission to find Tito, end quote. Meanwhile, news of the airline's unorthodox approach to finding the cat has drawn sharp criticism from people online who consider the state paying for an animal psychic to be a wasteful spending based on superstition.
Well,
weird news.
Matthew, I have a question.
Yes, sir. Please ask your question.
Who? That is really weird news. Like, they're like,
yes. So it's weird that the airline lost the cat. That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then it's weird that they had a psychic that they could just like call, and then the psychic would be like, "Okay, I'm feeling the cat. All right."
That's really
the cat's in the food court.
And they're like, "I'm more surprised that people actually make this kind of weird news."
Right. Well, and then it happens. They just record it, and then I read it for the entertainment of the Matthew Urban Show.
Yes.
And so it's a beautiful thing. I'm excited about it. It's quite weird. Psychics are real in the sense of they are real.
Sidekick?
Psychics. Well, you're my sidekick right now, but psychic. Like psychic ability.
Oh.
That is real, but it may be something that you might not want to tap into. Because you might be tapping into something that isn't holy. I mean, even though she's trying to use it nobly to find cats in airports, it's still, you know, a little weird. And it's still news. Weird news. Now we are. God bless you. God bless America. You know, man, I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful that you're dancing with me right now with these fancy karate chops and these shoulder waves. Oh. It's just so good. It's so much fun. Once again, Austin Moxley can service all of your kingdom landscaping needs. Hardscaping, landscaping, grass, shoveling, whatever you may need. 317-296-3974. Woo! Then there's also Renewed Restoration, Joe Parsley, 317-339-5644. Roofing, siding, and gutters. Oh, yeah, that's good house. That's just good. That's good house. And see, eventually when I get this, you know, thing right, this whole technology thing right, you're going to be able to hear the music, download the music, dance to the music, and we might even have featured EDM artists here on the Matthew Urban Show.
Can you be a good DJ?
I think I can. It's actually a dream that I'd like to pursue.
Okay.
Can you just imagine? Mr. Show, Matthew Urban Show, and like the lights are going everywhere. And it's super fun, and it's super dynamic, and it's super of God, and everyone's having a great time, and the music rises. Oh, dark, boom. It's just good stuff, okay? So God bless you. Be in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. I love you, and I mean that. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, I mean that. Read it. Meditate on it. I love love. I know that's an understatement, but I love love. Speaking English, you can use that in a sentence. And I don't want to be recondite of that fact.
You love love.
I love love.
You love love.
And I don't want it to be a recondite subject matter.
He loves love.
I love love. I love. Yeah, it'd be a great T-shirt. I love
he
love.
Loves love.
I love love. And I love you. I love the audience. Wave goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Love your life. Bye-bye.